The Caribbean now has the second highest rate of HIV/AIDS infection in the world, after sub-Saharan Africa. Health officials say the rate is rising for a number of reasons: expensive treatment, increasing sex tourism, and societies that condone male promiscuity but stigmatize HIV. If the epidemic is not brought under control, the losses in lives and jobs could be dramatic. NPR's Jerry Haddon filed this report from Jamaica.
According to the United Nations, AIDS is now the number one killer of Caribbean men and women between the ages of 15 and 45. 440,000 people in the region are infected with HIV, among them this frail 28-year-old man from Kingston who asked that his name not be used. He says he used to use condoms, but occasionally found himself without protection.
Sometimes they come over to the house and they don't really have a condom, but they really need the sex. So sometimes they take a chance, and that little chance kind of really blew it.
This man's story typifies AIDS in the region, that of a heterosexual who never thought he'd catch the virus he associated with the gay community. But according to the Jamaican Ministry of Health, nearly two-thirds of all new infections in the Caribbean spread through heterosexual contact. The 28-year-old says he's led a promiscuous life and still maintains three girlfriends, but he says none of the women knows he's HIV positive.
It's not a thing that everybody will tolerate, so I keep it secret for now, but, you know, try to be more protective where it is concerned.
AIDS is not something openly discussed in the Caribbean for various reasons. In the poorest countries, where medicine is too expensive, the disease is seen as a death sentence, creating fear around even acknowledging it. Nina Ferencic coordinates the UN Office on AIDS for Latin America. Speaking from Geneva, she says that reluctance is heightened in a region made up mostly of tiny islands.
If you're going for an HIV test and you know that your mother's best friend is the chief lab technician, or that your aunt is going to be the nurse in the hospital, you're kind of a little bit more hesitant to go and be seen as somebody who has undertaken risk behaviors and so on. That is part of reality when you're living in a small place.
Ferencic hopes several regional initiatives can reduce infections. Her office is helping small nations negotiate better deals with drug manufacturers. The World Bank and the Global Fund are providing tens of millions of dollars for programs such as the Gueskio Clinic in Haiti, the world's oldest AIDS treatment facility. Haiti will also benefit from the Bush administration's recently announced $15 billion AIDS package. AIDS helped destroy Haiti's tourism industry in the 1980s, and it hasn't recovered. Today, in most of the Caribbean, tourism is thriving. The industry accounts for 1 in 4 jobs in the region, but it has its high-risk side, sex tourism. Along Jamaica's beach-lined northern coast, the resort town of Montego Bay has the highest HIV infection rate in the country. At night, on the main strip, female street workers loiter near popular bars, hoping to hook a foreigner for a few dollars. A party of young American college students passes by and decline offers for sex. One freshman, named Jared, says he didn't know HIV/AIDS was a problem here, but says that wouldn't deter him from visiting the island again.
I don't think it really matters that much. I mean, like I said, be more careful. Like, people trying to touch me down there, you know, I don't really like that. I mean,
though tourism is strong now, officials say AIDS could soon derail the regional economy. Verity Rushton heads the AIDS program in Jamaica's Ministry of Health. She says the social impacts could be worse.
We're looking in Jamaica an estimated 50,000 children infected by HIV and AIDS through loss of one or both parents.
In Jamaica, as in the rest of the Caribbean, AIDS workers say much more needs to be done to educate people on prevention. Robert Carr heads Jamaica AIDS Support, an umbrella group of 60 AIDS-related outreach programs. Carr says he's running media campaigns and handing out condoms, but deeply ingrained cultural mores make his work tough.
Well, we live in a society that, like many other societies, values a certain amount, level of machismo that promotes multiple partners for men and that celebrates multiple partners for men as making men more manly. That sort of sets us up for the kind of spread of the epidemic that we've been seeing.
Last year in the Caribbean, the UN reported 42,000 deaths due to AIDS. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.